Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Now, across Australia on the Community Radio Network, Community Network News. A look back at the events of the week important to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex community. QNN. QNN.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Matthew Hepburn.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. Gay rights have emerged as one of the big winners from the US presidential election, with victories for marriage equality in referendums in four states. Three ballot measures on marriage equality were successful in Maine, Maryland, and Washington, in the first time gay marriage had been put to a popular vote in the country and won. Another ballot measure to approve a constitutional ban on gay marriage in Minnesota was defeated, while President Barack Obama's support for equal marriage rights was vindicated when he was returned for a second term. Australian Marriage Equality's Rodney Croom says the US victory sent a clear message to Australian politicians that they have nothing to fear and everything to gain from voting for marriage equality.
I think the implications of the US election on marriage equality are very clear. Firstly, for Julia Gillard, it shows that marriage equality could be a winner for her if she decides to change her mind and support it. For Tony Abbott, to continue to oppose marriage equality and to refuse a conscience vote for the coalition is obviously going to be a negative. This issue was a negative for Mitt Romney. It will be a negative for Tony Abbott if he continues to have such an oppositional stand. And for the LGBTI community, I think the message is clear. We need to follow those campaigners in the US who have made this such a winning issue.
Eight new projects targeting suicide prevention in GLBTI youth have received a welcome funding boost from the Victorian state government. More than $4 million will be dedicated to the projects which seek to address discrimination, challenge homophobia and transphobia, and improve the experiences of GLBTI young people when they access health services. Some of the projects to be funded include a gay straight alliance in the Melbourne suburb of Craigieburn and the establishment of a GLBTI support group in the Mitchell Shire.
Experts say more research is needed to find the best ways to combat homophobic and transphobic bullying in Australian schools. Gay rights advocates, psychologists and academics met at a forum at the University of Western Sydney last week, which heard most schools were still unwelcome and hostile environments for GLBTI young people. Gay activist Daniel Whithouse says while students were now coming out about their sexuality in record numbers, the overwhelming majority of homophobia still went unchallenged.
I think that more research is required in what actually works in schools and what works for everyday teachers and students. I think we know a lot about LGBT young people, their experiences and what they're going through in schools, but not enough is going into what actually works. We have some theories about that. There's a few kind of packages that seem to show promising results, but we don't actually know what's going to work across schools in Australia.
Malawi has suspended its anti-gay laws and ordered police not to arrest people who commit homosexual acts, while its parliament debates whether or not to keep the legislation. Earlier this year, the country's newly elected president, Joyce Banda, announced that she would move to repeal the anti-homosexuality laws, but later backflipped, saying the parliament was better suited for debating the legislation. The move has been welcomed by Amnesty International as a historic step forward, but local activists have urged caution.
Briefly in other news, openly gay former Victorian hockey player Gus Johnson has been named in Out Magazine's list of 100 compelling people for 2012, alongside the likes of Elton John and David Furnish. And pop star Ricky Lee and entertainer Marsha Hines will raise awareness of HIV as Red Ribbon Appeal ambassadors ahead of World AIDS Day on December 1.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
LGBT Dragon Boat team, the Stowaways, have taken out first place at the Dragons Abreast Festival competition. The team blitzed the field and took second place, beating 66 challengers from corporate and community teams. And NFL star Chris Cluey is quitting his daily newspaper blog because he feels the site's editors published an anti-equal marriage piece. The gay rights advocate says Pioneer Press are encouraging people to vote against same-sex marriage after writing a neutral editorial.
Thank you, Tanya. That is what's making news in the GLBTR community for another week. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Matthew Hepburn. We'll have more news for you next week.
Thanks to the dedicated team at Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. That was QNN, Community Network News. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Share your GLBTIQ news. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.